Thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Jamie. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Norm Miller. I'm with the Ryder Liability Claims Office in Denver. We have a claim involving one of your insureds, Gotham Logistics. They're a commercial customer of Ryder's. They were renting one of our trucks, and they were in an accident. And they have old Republic insurance. Trying to just see if we can get a claim or if we have a claim set up.
Okay, what's the state the loss occurred in?
Let me look at that. I think it's New York. Let me just double check. Yep, New York.
Okay, and do you have a policy number and date of loss?
I have a date of loss of 6/5/24, and the policy number is kind of hard to read, but I'll see if I can read it for you. ALA155642-28.
Okay, give me just a second.
Hard to read the second number that after, let's see, ALA15 might be a 3 instead of a 5 or a 1.
Do you have the VIN number for our insured's vehicle that was involved?
It's not, yeah, it's a Ryder vehicle that was involved that was leased or rented to them. You still need the VIN number?
Just a second. Let me see. Date of loss was June the 5th.
Yep.
Okay, it doesn't look like one has been filed. And what is your name?
Norm Miller.
And a good callback number for you?
720-285-6800.
And do you have an email address?
My email?
Yes.
It's Miller. M-I-L-L-E-R, and then the first letter of my first name, N, Miller N, at Ryder, R-Y-D-E-R, .com. I have a claim number, 213-9819.
And do we have permission to send you emails regarding this claim?
Sure.
And you said you're calling from?
Ryder Liability Claims.
Right. Was this a rental return with damages?
No, we have a claimant attorney that wants, they want to get paid for their damages.
So you're calling from a law office?
No, they're an attorney representing this company that was in the accident, but it's a claimant, not Ryder.
Right. I'm asking, where are you calling from? You're with Ryder?
Yeah, I'm with Ryder. Yeah. We're trying to.
What's the date of loss? I mean, the time of loss?
I'm a boss. Let me look. I look at the crash report. I could send all this to you. Do you have like a claims reporting email address?
At the end of the call, I'll give you the adjuster's information. You can send it to the adjuster.
Oh, okay. Crash report. Let me see. What are we looking for? The time? It says 5:50 p.m.
All right. Give me just a moment to input some information in. And you have the lost location?
Looking here on this report. Let's see. Houston Street westbound and 6th Avenue, County of New York.
Houston Street and 6th Avenue.
Houston Street westbound, and then it's got 6th Avenue. Must be an intersection.
Yeah, what's the city and state?
I got the county as New York. Of course, that would be New York, New York, New York.
And a brief description of what happened.
The lighter vehicle backed into the other vehicle that was parked.
Was it a parked and unoccupied vehicle?
Looking. I just got kicked out of the system. Fondo. Let me log back in real fast.
Okay.
Sorry about that. What was your name?
Jamie.
Pretty common name.
I'm not really sure. Let's see. I think you gave me that. Did you give me the time of loss? Yeah,
yes,
you did. 5:50.
Yeah.
Was it parked and unoccupied?
Oh, let me look. Next question. Trying to open the police report up again. It just said unit 2 backed up into number 1 I don't know if it was parked, if anybody was in it, occupied or not. I don't think they're making an injury claim.
So you're not sure if anybody was inside the vehicle?
I'm not sure. I got this attorney representing the owner of the vehicle. Not sure.
Okay, do you have the VIN number for our insured's vehicle?
I do. So yeah, there's not much information on the police report. Looks like the claimant is, the driver was, Udin Mohin, UDDINMOHIN. And then I'll go back to this other screen. And got that? Okay. I have his license number. Do you need that?
Yeah, I just have to put the VIN in first. I'll have to get that other information from you in just a moment.
I'll have to jump back to the other screen again. Oh, damn, I did it again. Oh, man. Hold on, please.
Okay. Hello.
I'm here. Sorry to keep you waiting. Okay, now it was the VIN number is what you wanted.
Yes.
The 2023 Freightliner model M2106. The serial number is 3, A as in Adam, L as in Larry, A as in Adam, C as in Charles, W as in William, F as in Frank, C as in Charles, 6, P as in Paul, D as in David, U as in Umbrella, A as in Adam, 3918.
All right, just a moment. And do you have the plate number for the vehicle?
Plate number, I think we might have that. It's 340-0808 Indiana plate.
So that was 340-0808.
Yes. I think it's
Indiana.
And do you have a damage description for the Freightliner?
I don't. I'm a liability adjuster, so I'm concerned about the property damage to the other vehicle. When the customer has their own insurance, we don't get involved in that.
And was the Amazon vehicle drivable or was it towed?
I have no idea. But I can tell you there's an estimate.
Okay, and you said the driver was Dudden, D-U-D-D-I-N?
Yes. He's the one that reported the crash. The other guy might have taken off. I don't know. I don't see any information on him. Other than he worked for, I was in the Gotham Logistics.
Okay, so who was the driver of the Amazon vehicle? Is that who was, that's Dudden?
Where do you get Amazon vehicle?
So the Gothic Logistics, they drive for Amazon. Who was the driver of the Freightliner?
That's a Ryder vehicle.
Right, and Gothic Logistics rented that vehicle, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So you don't know who was driving that vehicle?
I don't.
Okay.
We have the plate number. They got the plate number.
So Dudden was the driver of the third party, right?
Right.
Okay.
The estimate was $3,507. Not a big claim.
And do you have the driver license number for this unknown driver?
No, I don't.
Do you know if there was any injuries?
No, I don't think there was.
Do you know if he had a passenger in the vehicle with him or her?
No, I don't. I'll give you the attorney's name and call him.
And do you have the VIN number for the third party vehicle?
I don't.
Do you have the plate number?
I don't. I was just looking at that estimate. Let me see. Changing screen constantly. Pause. Let's see. Plate number. Was it 22? Toyota RAV4 hybrid. The damage was to the right front corner, and it does have the VIN number. Let's see. Looks like the license is New York. Y is in yellow, 204171. C is in cap. I have the VIN number, too, if you need it.
Let me just see if I can pull it up with this license plate. Here we go. I got the VIN number.
Oh, good.
And who's the owner of the Toyota?
It's called 5K is in kite, 23 and 5K is in kite, 24 acquisition LLC.
Wait a second. Can you repeat that?
5K is in kite, 23 and 5K is in kite, 24 acquisition, ACQUIS. I-T-I-O-N-L-L-C.
So it's 5K23 and 5K24 acquisition LLC?
Yes. You got it.
And do you have an address for 5K23?
It's 54-11 Queens Boulevard, Woodside, New York, 11377. Got a phone number too.
Okay, what's the phone number?
718-779-5000.
And do you have an email address for them?
No, I don't. Oh, wait. No, I don't. I don't have an email. No. I have the attorney's name that's representing him and his contact information. If you want that, let me know.
Yeah, I'll get it in just a moment. And do you know if this Toyota was drivable or if it was towed?
I don't know.
And you don't know if anybody was inside the Toyota?
I don't know. They don't say that they were.
Okay, and the attorney representing the 5K, what's their information?
Elliot Fishman, F-I-S-H-M-A-N-P-C. On his address.
Just his phone number is fine.
212-382-1199.
And that's Elliot Fishman, PC?
Correct.
And what was the name of the police department that came out?
Go back to the police report now. Let's see. Where's that report? Trying to open it. It says, it's one of the MV-104 reports, which is one that you can file with the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles. So it's not actually an official police report.
Okay, is there a report number?
Report number, no report number. Well, I don't see the report number. I'll be glad to send this information over to you. Once I get the adjuster's name, I can send it over.
Yeah, whenever we're done, I'll give you the adjuster's information. You can send it to the adjuster.
Thank you.
Do you know if there was any witnesses or a camera?
No, there's not much information. We really don't have a lot of information about this.
All right, give me just a moment. I'll get you the claim number and adjuster's information.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, are you ready to take down the information I have?
I am ready.
Okay, claim number is X as an X-ray, C dash O R C A dash 24 dash 04296. And then I have the adjuster's name, email, and telephone number.
Okay.
His name is Devani, and it's spelled D as in David, E, V as in Victor, O, N for Nancy, E, E. And his last name is
okay.
Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y.
Okay.
His email is devani.wesley.
Yeah.
At x is an x-ray. Claims. Dot claims. Both claims have an S at the end.
Okay.
His phone number is 478-707-4284.
And that email is no dot com on the end of it?
No, just dot claims.
Okay. All right, that's it. Very good.
Okay,
would you
like
so
me to transfer you over to see if Devani is available?
Well, I would prefer for him to get the paperwork and everything that you've completed so we can I'll probably just send him copies of what I have, the police report and all that, the rental
okay.
agreement and the attorney's letter, rep letter. And the
okay.
estimate. Okay. Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have a good day. Thank you for calling Exceedance.
Thank you.